Linda Brownson at 251 Cape Moonshine in Wentworth, 03282. Good evening, everyone. A couple nights ago in Lincoln, I was speaking for wildlife, and I'd like to continue doing that tonight along another vein. Last time I spoke about our global responsibility for being the home of the greatest concentration of breeding neotropical birds in the lower 48 states. The New Hampshire Wildlife Action Plan have identified the critical areas in our county here, in Grafton County, which I just brought some pictures. I know you can't see, but you can see the pink areas are the critical areas or wildlife habitat in our county, the highest ranked habitat in New Hampshire. The proposed northern past transmission line penetrates deeply into these critical habitats. And the Wildlife Action Plan was designed to help us protect the species that are needed to conserve, the steps that are needed to conserve these wildlife and keep them from becoming endangered and threatened. Moreover, there are additional issues that are concerning the avian flights that follow north-south rivers in New Hampshire. We have many of these such rivers. And the migratory birds, not just neotropical birds, but all migratory birds, use these as pathways, as migratory corridors, so to speak. We have several, and this proposed transmission line will cross many of them, sometimes more than once. We have the Pemigewasset, the Merrimack, and many small streams. Because of the danger of line strikes, electrocution, and other hazards, I consulted with the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today, who told me that routinely they would recommend a line be buried in such habitat areas. The DOE needs to study the effects of large transmission lines across rivers, streams, wetland areas, and ridges as well. In addition, I believe that the study that's conducted should include ecological impacts north of our border in Canada, because they are global impacts concerning greenhouse gas emissions and draining wetlands and so on. I don't know if DOE does that, but if they don't, I think they should. Just because they're right over the border doesn't mean they don't affect us and other people as well. All of these impacts can be avoided by not building a new line, or at least taking a serious look at upgrading the existing line that already dissects our state, rather than constructing a new line. If the utilities do not own it, and I understand that they don't, perhaps they can become a partner, buy it, or something, and rather than building another line. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Linda. Our next speaker, Blair.